Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the WEEI studios, the home of the Red Sox, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Mark Dondero on WEEI. WEEI.
All right, back here on the show, Mark Dondero with you, 617-779-7937, WEEI, Game 6 tonight in Miami, Heat, Celtics, everything on the line, Celtics season on the line, history looming, as big a game we've seen, I don't know, you could go pick, we've seen a lot of big games, but we've never seen a Game 6, I don't think, in the Eastern Conference Finals with the team from the city having trailed 3-0 as the one seed up against the eight. I mean, there are so many different things that make this game especially even bigger. And it's going to be something that, I mean, legacies will be affected based on what happens tonight. Because if the Celtics lose tonight, all of the positivity and energy that you've seen, that you've felt over the last few days, will evaporate immediately. Immediately we will go back to, well, you should never have been in that position. Shame on you for coming out so sluggish and lethargic and a disgusting effort in Game 3. And all of that will come right surging back. And what I just said about Joe Mazzulla keeping his job, I don't even know how I'll feel if they lose this game. Or it doesn't matter how I feel, how the people and the powers that be feel. Especially if it looks ugly, especially if it's a situation where they drop the ball in a scenario where they've dropped the ball before. Make an adjustment, clean it up, get better, improve. It will, you'll, I'm not going to say you're going to forget. You give them a little pat on the back if you want for coming and making it a series again at least. But that's not going to be nearly enough. It's probably not even going to be enough if you get to Game 7 and lose Game 7. They never should have been in this position. And Kendrick Perkins was right. Now, I don't think that these two games were meaningless, because it might have just saved Joe Mazzulla's job, depending on what you say or what you hear from the players after the season when you have those meetings. And, you know, the players run the damn league now, so you got to figure out what they want to do. The Bucks just hired a coach. They hired the assistant coach for the Raptors, not Nick Nurse, who won a championship. Whatever, that's fine. But they had to go through, this coach who was hired met with Giannis. I don't know if it was a one-on-one meeting, but they had a meeting where Giannis basically interviewed the coach. That's what happens. That's the NBA now. Now, I thought the players got Joe Mazzulla hired. I mean, wouldn't they have, if they wanted Damon Stoudemire, wouldn't he be the coach? So I was under the impression that Joe Mazzulla was the guy they wanted. So that's why Marcus Smart's comments from a week and a half ago or whatever really surprised me. But we'll see what happens if they lose this game. The odds are still not in the Celtics' favor. The momentum is with the Celtics right now. The odds are not. We'll see which wins out. But I don't know. The Heat look a little off to me. Jimmy Butler feels off to me. And I'm not putting it past. He could just show up tonight in the biggest way we've ever seen. 50, clutch time buckets, all those things. But he does look a little off. And I cannot get over the fact that they are hurt. They are not healthy. In a way, it does feel destined to go seven. Just because of the Celtics, how they've turned it around, the roster and depth on their side, and the fact that Butler just feels a little off, feels a little in his own, am I really going to say it, in his own head? I mean, the press conference thing, the singing, the constantly guaranteeing this and that, we will win this series, it sounds good now because he's still got the whole Jimmy Butler thing. You know, the narrative hasn't been broken yet. But if they find a way to lose this game and game seven happens, you got to call it like you see it. Butler, at that point, I would think is dealing with some insecurities. And maybe he's saying these things to try to convince himself. Now, again, it all comes down to tonight. He's guaranteeing wins. If he finds a way to come out and have a historic game tonight and bury the Celtics and close them out himself, then I will stand up and I will salute him. And honestly, you know, I'm not going to pick the Heat to beat the Nuggets. If they do, I think it would be this is no exaggeration. I think it would be the most impressive run to a championship in the history of the NBA. End of discussion. Magic Johnson in 80, LeBron, whatever. The LeBron Cavs over the 73 win Warriors. This would be the most impressive in history. Jimmy Butler with a bunch of injured ragtag undrafted guys goes through the Bucks, the Celtics, the scorching hot Knicks, and then downs the one seed out west in the Nuggets. It'd be the most impressive run in history. Jimmy Butler with guys that are injured and undrafted.
That we can and we will win this series. And we'll just have to close it out at home.
It just feels like he's getting a little too chatty for me and trying to maybe convince himself of something that I'm not sure he believes fully. He believes it to a point. But there's bravado and there's feeling good. And then they're saying stuff to try to convince yourself of something that you don't really believe fully. That's real life. That's life. You know, when people are insecure, they say things to try to convince themselves. And sometimes they try to say things. Maybe they'll put somebody else down. You know, maybe they'll talk about how good they are at something because they're insecure that maybe other people don't realize or think that they're as good as this the person thinks they are. I don't know. I'm not some shrink or something. I'm just thinking about the whole Jimmy Butler narrative has annoyed me because people treat him like he's an all-time great, like he's Jordan, and he's not. And those are the facts. Somebody remind Jason Tatum of that. And I want to give props to one other guy. We're going to talk about DeAndre Hopkins. I want to get to that. 617-779-7937. I want to give one other guy credit here as we go into Game 6. And this is another huge development, something that has to happen tonight. Derek White, props to him. He showed up. He's been what I thought he should be, could be, and would be in this series. You know, it started a little slow, but he got to that point, especially in these Celtics wins. But the guy I really want to acknowledge and give props to is Mr. Slap Me on the Ass, Ouch It Hurts, Grant Williams. I don't want to say this about another man, but I hope they slap him hard on the ass again after tonight. Did you see that, Stiz?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he was doing the interview.
Yeah. Because I give him a lot of credit. He was on the bench. He was cold. Everybody talking about, now he's not the centerpiece of the Celtics, obviously, but they're talking about like he's in line for all this money, and then he was put on the bench, and he lost all this money, and he's not in the rotation. He's playing sporadically. He comes in a little bit during Philly, and honestly, does a good job in that series. I thought he did as well as he could on Embiid. Then obviously he comes in against the Heat game two. He's in the headlines, up in lights, poking the bear, Jimmy Butler. When I would argue, was it something I would have advised him to do? No. But it did speak to what I've been saying. Stop treating Jimmy Butler like he's this guy that's unbreakable. Some guy that you can't beat. You can't take him down. He's a superhero. Stop acting like that. Grant Williams didn't act like that. Now, Was it advisable? Did it burn them? I guess. I mean, I thought Grant Williams actually played well after he talked ish to Jimmy Butler. He made a couple shots. He didn't go ice cold. He didn't disappear. Butler maybe outplayed him. He did outplay him. But I think that result was going to happen, and Butler was going to have that game, regardless of whether or not Grant Williams said something to him. Wouldn't have advised him to do that. Didn't think it was a good idea, but at least he showed some attitude along the lines of, hey, Jimmy Butler isn't a hero here. He's not some superhero. I can talk trash to him, and we're okay. We can make some plays. But even after that, he has made his shots. He has been there for the Celtics. He has had energy defensively. And I have absolutely loved what he has brought to this series. Props to Grant Williams. And by the way, it's been even more critical with the disappearance and or injury to Malcolm Brogdon, because that guy has really struggled, especially the last few games. And you can't really go with a six-man rotation in the NBA playoffs. You need another guy there. Williams Grant has hit his shots, has played defense, has made good decisions by and large, and has stepped up big time for this Celtics team. I give him a ton of credit. And I don't know if they'd still be alive in this series if Grant Williams didn't do or hasn't done what he's been able to do in this series. He's been huge, and they're going to need that tonight. They're going to need that tonight because, honestly, as fun as Peyton Pritchard is, and I'm not against seeing him, especially if you think Malcolm Brogdon is completely, if he's rendered to the point of useless because of the injury, and let's be honest, it's looked that way for the most part the last two nights. I'd like to say, hey, let's throw in Peyton Pritchard. The problem is, you know, when he's gotten in there, he hasn't really done much. He's been really sloppy. He hasn't hit a shot, I don't think. You know, Sam Hauser's there. He hit that deep three, which kind of closed it out the other night when, for a second, I was getting a little nervous there. The Heat got it to about 10. There was like a minute, 12. I'm like, what are we doing? Based on the way that game had been going, and then Hauser hit the three, and it was fine. You know, I'm not opposed to seeing him. If you think Brogdon is really that hurt where he's not going to be effective at all, I'm not against seeing those guys get some minutes. But you can't rely on that. Grant Williams has showed up in playoff games dating back to last year and has been huge in this series. Who is going to be the guy tonight to step up and help the Stars? The thing that I think, and this is what I tease going into this segment, be really well timed if it showed up tonight, a 30-30 game from Tatum and Brown. I don't know when the last time it happened was. I'm sure we could look back here and go on the schedule. But, boy, would that be nice to see tonight. And would that be something that could really, on the road with Miami, playing as well as we expect them to play. Okay? That would be so beneficial to the Celtics, obviously, for the production that it would create. But to flex a little muscle on with your two star, superstar players. Because that's what Miami doesn't really have. Yes, Bam Adebayo is an excellent player. Jimmy Butler can play to the level of a superstar in the playoffs. But I don't think, I mean, Bam Adebayo, as good as he is not an MVP candidate type of guy. Neither has Jimmy Butler been. That would be your two guys. We know Tatum's an MVP candidate guy. I think Brown one day might be able to get to that. I don't know if he'll win it. But he could get into an MVP conversation depending on a year. And we know what the Celtics record is. Well, I shouldn't say we know what the Celtics record is because actually I have no idea what it is. I didn't look that up. But it's good. When both of those guys score 30 and have big nights, they win way more than they lose. And I think tonight, what a time for something like that to happen. To see both of those guys show up big, show out, show what they can do on a huge stage with history looming. Because as much momentum as the Celtics have, they still have pressure. They still have pressure, and even more than the Heat. Even though it shifted, you still have pressure you're going to have to deal with, and you can't pretend like it's not there. They need their best players to come through. In Game 5, Tatum had 21, Brown had 21. Both plus 16, plus 19, but if you can get that to 31 each, We know what that means for the Celtics when both of those guys have big nights. That would be a huge development tonight. It's going to be tough. You know what the Heat do to Jason Tatum? They're doubling him. Even when he wasn't playing well, they were doubling him. But boy, if they could find a way, Brown to explode. We talk about starting fast. If that guy could start fast in association with Tatum, and you could have both of them going and everybody could play off of them, that could be the best case scenario for the Celtics that we sort of, I feel like, forgot about because of the struggles of Jaylen Brown and because we haven't seen it for a while. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we get back, I want to talk a little Patriots. I want to talk about DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm not sure. I feel like it's a developing opinion here. I'm not sure, based on some recent IG videos, podcasts, whatever it was, the Patriots should be in on this guy. I'm not sure. I'm Mark Dondero with you on WEEI. Let's get a trend with Stiz.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It is win or go home for your Boston Celtics. They will be in Miami to take on the Heat for Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tip-off set for 8:30 tonight, just a little over 3 hours. The Celtics are 4-0 in elimination games this postseason, and Jaylen Brown spoke with Abby Chin earlier today during shoot-around about playing through injuries.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in the year, everybody got injuries. I got injuries all over compiled, but I'll never let that be an excuse. You'll never hear no reports about me coming out, saying anything was bothering me. Come out, you play basketball, you leave it all out there.
Leave it all out there. The Red Sox snapped their 4-game losing streak last night. They beat the Diamondbacks 7-2 in Arizona. Chris Sale got his 5th win of the year. He went 5 innings, allowed 4 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and struck out 3. They'll run it back tonight again. First pitch at 7:15. Garrett Whitlock will return to the mound for your Boston Red Sox after being on the injured list for over a month. Don't forget, we'll have all the action for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Joe Whale will get you ready for the game starting at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show. Mass Mutual Insurance, Planning, Investments. And in NFL news, Jeff Howe of The Athletic is reporting that the Patriots are expected to pursue wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins was released by the Arizona Cardinals yesterday afternoon. I'm Stiz. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mark Dondero on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Do you think their confidence is shaken at this point?
No, not shaken, but stirred.
I was going to say
not shaken, but stirred. Meaning it's stirred up. Like, you're like, okay, wait a minute. The things that we were doing pretty easily, we're not doing easily anymore, and why not? So now you have to question why not. When they won one game, you're like, they're the Boston Celtics. They were the number two seed in the NBA. Of course they're going to win games, possibly. But when you lose two in a row, you're stirring it up, and like now you have to question, and your strategy has to change from the Miami Heat.
You'll lose two in a row, you'll lose.
All right, back here on WEI, 617-779-7937. I'm Mark Dondero. You're damn right the Heat's confidence is stirred. They're not the better team. Okay, and now the Celtics have momentum. They have more wins in the series. But history is looming for them. They know it. Jimmy Butler knows it. And don't forget that, Boston Celtics. You've rattled them. They are officially rattled. Now you got to continue to take it to them. You can't ease up. You can't tense up. You got to stay aggressive and remember, you got to just find a way to keep that mentality and remember that you're the better team. It's as simple as that. You know, and I wonder, I said this the other day, Stiz, after game four or game three, whatever it was, and they went down 3-0. And it's like, you know, is it as simple? We're talking about Joe Mazzulla losing his job and the team is in disarray and there's tension and the locker room, there's fighting, and they're tired of fake liking each other. All these stories that are out there. We're talking about all these different things. They're not showing up. Defense. But was it as simple as, hey, hit your threes and you'll win? Or the Heat were hitting all their threes and you weren't. Now you're hitting all the threes and they're not and you're winning. And they're losing.
I definitely think there's some truth to that, and that kind of makes me nervous. Like, our success, you know, hinges upon whether we're hitting our threes. You know what I mean?
Well, of course. And listen, what game was it when – was it game one or two? It was one of the first two games. It doesn't really matter. But the Celtics were absolutely dominating points in the paint, dominating, and ended up losing the game. They dominated points in the paint. I think they were in the – edge in the rebounding category. Everything big, everything down low was going their way. But the Heat shot the lights out from three. And what happened? They ended that game. Again, I can't remember if it was game one or two. They ended the game, though, with six more three-pointers than you. Good for 18 more points. So that was the difference in that game. The Celtics then started to, and obviously in game one, it was stupid. It was the Heat were at 54% from three. And given their track record in the regular season, they never should have gotten that high. But that was a different situation. And now the Celtics are hitting their threes. I don't want to keep it that simple because there are more things to it. There's more to it than that. But you feel like if the Celtics go ice cold from three, you know, it's going to be a tough game for them to win on the road under these circumstances if they're not hitting threes. Other things they probably have to hit threes and other stuff has to happen. But they absolutely need to hit their threes if they want a chance tonight in this spot specifically. Because as much as I think, hey, the Heat are rattled and their confidence is a little shaken and Butler might not be clicking on all cylinders, they've earned enough where you have to expect their best tonight. And I do. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that we might not get it. After all, there are a lot of undrafted guys. There's a lot of guys that aren't 100% physically. And yeah, that includes Jaylen Brown. But that also includes Gabe Vincent, who didn't play in game five. He's coming back. He might be a little out of rhythm. ankle might be a little bit sore. Things might be a little bit different with him. That's a development. That's a big, I mean, you can't, this is still the NBA. You can't just lose all your guys and just be fine, next man up, no problem. Eventually, you're going to feel it. Here's another guy. Actually, I'll give you two. That now is not the time for them to find a little bit of a rhythm. Max Strus, number one. Kyle Lowry, number two. Don't need either of those guys to find a rhythm. Last two games, they've been nothings. Can't have them get hot in this game. But if I'm the Celtics, you have to expect that that might happen. And when it does, you have to be ready to react, and you can't let that get you off your spot. You can't let that seep inside so much where it's like, I've got to make this shot or we're screwed. Tatum and Brown. Tatum and Brown going for 30 each would be my favorite game of the year. If it could happen, that's asking a lot. I mean, I'll take it. Whatever way they can get a win, I'll take it. But if you tell me Brown and Tatum go for 30 each and they win this game, what a time for that. What a spot for that. It'll go down in the history books for Boston sports. The time Brown and Tatum stepped up in the biggest of spots. It'd be like, for me, it would have been, and it didn't happen this way, but it would have been like if in game six of the 2004 ALCS, Manny and Poppy both hit two home runs apiece in that huge game, in a huge game like that on the road. That's what that would be like to me. I hope it happens. I don't know. Hasn't happened in a while. And we'll see. You know, it's interesting. I tweeted this the other day, and I'm hoping the Celtics can change this entire narrative. But Tom Brady, he leaves, or I should say, Tom Brady comes to New England, and all of a sudden, every team is clutch. Every team starts winning. Every team gets titles. Tom Brady leaves New England. Every team becomes inconsistent. Every team falls flat in big moments. Every team can't quite get over the hump in the championship round.
I'm telling you, there's something to that.
I'm not saying, I mean, I don't know what it is. I know it's sort of, it can be contagious and those things are real. But I'm just saying, it's, since he left, things have been different. And I just would love to see somebody get over the hump and destroy that narrative. And speaking of the Patriots, we got to just touch on this because obviously it's where my background lies. And I couldn't ignore what happened this week, which was completely and totally unacceptable. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time crushing Joe Judge. I don't have the energy for that. Game six is tonight, and this man has just zapped me of any energy I've had dating back a year, whatever. But you got a guy here. I'm just going to outline the situation. You can make your own conclusions. You got a guy here who basically all last year was Suck's right hand. You know, if Suck was Matt Patricia and now he's with the Philadelphia Eagles, he was the right hand man that was right there, sucking as bad as you could ask him to suck to come in and do the job that he did. I don't know exactly how that happened, but that's what happened. He was a part of the offense that did not do well last year, did not perform to the level that they needed to perform, and by doing so, cost the Patriots not just production on the field and a playoff spot or hopes of a playoff spot, but you pissed away a year that could have been developing Mac Jones productively. So this year we would know what we had. We don't know what we have. So now we have to spend this year with Bill O'Brien figuring out what we have with Mac Jones. Okay, so that was a waste of a year. But then he comes in, he stays, fine. Whatever, Bill, he stays, okay? And now he's at the foundation of violations because in the off season, during voluntary workouts, he kept a meeting 15 minutes longer, in session 15 minutes longer than he needed to or he should have. And as a result, he cost the Patriots two OTA practices, the head coach thousands and thousands of dollars, all for what? A meeting with a unit that the NFL is trying its best to de-emphasize. The special teams. Now, I don't want to poo-poo special teams completely. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that because it was important last year. You know, in the Buffalo Bill game at the end of the year, how many kick returns did they give up mattered in that game? The Patriots won a game with the Jets on a punt return. You know, special teams matters. I'm just saying the NFL is making rules so special teams doesn't matter as much. And that's what we're meeting longer on and getting fined for and losing practice time for. Just ridiculous, unacceptable, and inconceivable. So if he wants to remain on the payroll, if Bill Belichick wants to keep that guy around, God bless. I salute your loyalty here. But I don't understand. I'm confused. That's all I'm saying. I'm confused where the value added is. And I don't know what the players think about this coach. I'm just confused. And if you want to tell me that I'm stupid for being confused or not in the, or shouldn't be confused, fine. Then somebody explain it to me because I don't get it. As for DeAndre Hopkins, I don't think the Patriots should go for him. I don't. Based on what I'm reading and based on what I saw last year, and maybe the Celtics partly have me rattled about this. I don't know. I'm playing the odds here with DeAndre Hopkins. Two things. Number one, I don't think he's the player that he once was. Now, he's still good. He could still add value. I also think that the Patriots do have a representative group of pass catchers and talent, especially when you talk about they still have Hunter Henry. They've got Mike Gesicki. They got, Kayshon Boutte, who I'm excited about. Not really, not going to rely on him, but I'm excited to see what he could maybe do. Tyquan Thornton is still out there, still a bit of an unknown. You still have Kendrick Bourne. You still have Devontae Parker. You still have guys that could be productive. And you brought in Juju Smith-Schuster. I think they've got a representative group. Now, does anybody keep defensive coordinators up at night? No. But I don't think Hopkins could do that. And when you factor that in with where he is in his career and how injury-prone he's been, on top of his relationship with Bill O'Brien, I'm not sure. And I think I would play the odds in that case, especially if you're talking about you're going to have to pay to get him. I know you're not going to have to give up any compensation to get him, but you're probably going to have to pay. The contract is with he's still going to want a contract, obviously. So I just don't think all of that considered, it's worth it. I think what you do is roll with what you have because I don't remember. We still act like the Patriot way is a thing. Tom Brady's gone. And now Devin McCourty's gone. Now, not that Devin McCourty was the savior in these situations, but he was a leader and he had been around. If you have any type of fracture within that locker room, any type of divide with where this team has been and with the talent and with the talent around them in the division, in the conference, you're finished. You're toast. I don't think I'm willing to roll the dice on a DeAndre Hopkins based on what I believe his talent level to be right now and having it dropped off a little bit. That in association with a dicey relationship with Bill O'Brien and what you have alongside Mac Jones in terms of skill possession guys, skill receivers, skill talent. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I can't even say skill guys. Jesus, that's why I don't think at this point I'd be willing to roll the dice. If it was a bona fide number one option, then yes, hell yes, I'd do it. That's what they need. They need that guy that's going to keep defensive coordinators tossing and turning at night. I just don't think Hopkins is that guy, and I think there's just too much baggage. Maybe I've got that. He was on that podcast a few weeks ago, a month ago, whenever it was, where some guy was asking him using nonverbal cues to indicate his interest in various teams. If he did become a free agent, when the Patriots came up, he kind of turned away. He turned away like a shy boy in third grade. Didn't want anything to do with answering a tough question from the, you know, something like that. That didn't make me feel good about DeAndre Hopkins coming, even though he's expressed a respect for Bill Belichick. Didn't make me feel good about him wanting to be here. I just think I'm going to play the odds on that one. Assume he's not the player that he once was. And based on what you have as the offensive coordinator, not risk bringing him in and creating any type of divide. We saw it last year. Kendrick Bourne, Matt Patricia, we don't even know what happened there. He got in the doghouse, couldn't get out of the doghouse. I'm not interested in any type of situation like that unfolding. Now, the Patriots, they still need guys. They still need talent. And maybe Bill O'Brien can get the most out of Mac Jones this year, and that's what we're all hoping. And I certainly don't want to see him go Look, I honestly think if he goes to the Bills and the Chiefs, they kind of are what they are. I really wouldn't want to see him go to a team that's next level. You know, the Ravens, team like that. An up-and-comer. I mean, the Bills or the Chiefs wouldn't be good either. But I don't think you have enough to compete with those teams as it is. You're going to have to prove it. There's just too many things. The gap is too wide, and I haven't seen it from Mac Jones. I have not seen it from Mac Jones. I've seen him at Taylor Swift. I appreciate that. But I need to see it on the field, and I need to see him perform at a level that we kind of saw, but not really. I mean, just look at a guy like Jason Tatum. As much as we criticize Jason Tatum, and I don't mean to get you down on Mac Jones. I don't. But, I mean, as much as we criticize Jason Tatum, and we do, believe me, people talk about he's not it, he's not the guy, he's not a killer, all these things that we say about Jason Tatum, okay? He is accomplished so much more than Mac Jones. Now, I understand Mac Jones is only going into his third year. Tatum had, what, is his sixth, fifth? But I'm sorry. We just haven't seen it at all. Jason Tatum, even as early as his rookie year, balled out in the playoffs. Balled out in the playoffs. Basketball and football are different. It's tough to compare them. Mac Jones, he had a good first few weeks of his rookie season. Since then, it's been a big question mark. And because of what happened to him last year, he's not going to have the time that some of the other quarterbacks have to really prove their worth. Part of that's his fault. Part of that's not his fault. But he's going to have it this year. He has a real offensive coordinator. He's going to have time. He's healthy. And he has representative weapons to show us what he can do and that he could be the guy in this for this team. I believed in Mac Jones. I still believe in Mac Jones. But he's got a long, long way to go. Especially when you factor in how this town and this region treats Jason Tatum, a guy that is first team All-NBA, a guy that has come up in big moments and been at his best in the playoffs. And I have to rely on myself on this sometimes, and hopefully I'm not having this conversation with myself tonight. Tatum has been there and has some damn signature moments in playoff games with his back against the wall. I don't know. Are you to the point where you can expect that to be the case, where he's at his best in these situations? 7-1 in closeout games? Or whatever the stat is? I mean, he's been... They are so inconsistent, it's hard to be so confident. But he's done it a lot. He's done it multiple times in these situations and spots. And you feel like, for crying out loud, Jaylen Brown is due. Jaylen Brown is due for not just a game where he's not useless, but a bigger game than he played in game five, where he had 21 and made some signature defensive plays, steals, dunks. I'm talking about 30. I'm talking about north of 30. I'm talking about really taking over at points. Brown and Tatum, the Celtics are due for that. They are so due for that. They are starving for that. And you know what? Damn it. Those two guys have earned, I don't want to say the right to have that type of game, but they've earned enough in this league where having that expectation shouldn't be crazy. And I think that it's a great time for that. And maybe we'll see it tonight. Defense first, Tatum second, Brown third, and then where's everybody else? Are the Al Horford type of shots falling? Al Horford, by the way, did he hit a three in game five? I don't think he even hit a three. But they were moving the ball. Marcus Smart, is it the good Marcus? I mean, how many different angles can we... I love how many angles there are and what's going to show up and what isn't. Will the good Marcus show up? How about the turnovers? Are the Celtics going to turn the ball over? What about the rebounding? Are they going to get outdone on the glass? They really haven't in this series. They've owned the glass. Is Brown going to show up? Is Tatum going to show up? I can't wait to see what unfolds and who does it, who comes through. I expect Jason Tatum to come through and have a good start to the game. I do not have as much confidence down the stretch. I don't. The odds are still against the Celtics, even though the momentum right now is with them. I can't wait for this freaking game. I'm Mark Dondero with you here on WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Mark Dondero on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, back here on WEI, I'm Mark Dondero with you as we get set for Red Sox pregame, the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show coming up in a bit. Brad Foe will have you there. Obviously, game six tonight. Huge. Tatum. Man, would I love to see him start hot. Man, would I love to see him start hot. Man, would I love that defensive intensity to really be in my face from the jump tonight from the Celtics. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire on the turning point of this series. John, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about how I think that the turning point in the series was in game four and the fourth quarter when Jimmy Butler, he tried to take like a fadeaway on Grant Williams and he rejected him. And I think since then we've like crushed them pretty much, honestly.
You know, that's an interesting thing. Was that game four when that happened? I don't even remember.
It was game four. And then right after it, Tatum, then he blocked Gabe Vincent on the three, and then he got hurt right after that happened, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Thanks for the call, John. Look, I don't actually have a play. I mean, John, you just brought one, I guess. That works. I don't remember one play that I view as the bona fide turning point. I mean, I do remember this, and I don't know if this is a turning point. I do remember thinking to myself at the end of game three, when all that taunting was going on, when Butler was doing the timeout, he was doing the finger wag at Tatum and timeout to Al and got right. I mean, that was blatant taunting. I do remember saying to myself, boy, you know, that would feel like more of a game seven or game clinching type of thing. When you know it's over, you can do that stuff. You can go away and you don't have to see that team again. I remember thinking that. Now, I'm not saying that's a turning point, because if we remember in game four, they were down 9 to start the second half. Or they were down 6 at the half, and then that went up to 9 in the third quarter. But I remember in that moment in game three, and I obviously at that time didn't think the Celtics had any comeback in them. I remember thinking to myself, you know, geez, that's really intense taunting for the series not being over and for another full game to have to be played. If the Celtics do come back, You can tell me whatever you want, John in New Hampshire, whomever. That will be the turning point for me. I'll make it my turning point. I don't care. Because that would be hilarious and a real funny scenario. I mean, you got the time. I mean, that's real intense taunting. Real intense. That's not just you making a little comment or this is my ish. You know, this is, that's looking at the guy and doing something right in his face. You hadn't closed the series out yet. You know, you had, it felt like something you do. The Patriots against the Eagles at the end of that Super Bowl back the first time they played the Eagles where they're flapping their wings, Rodney Harris. The game was over. You don't have to deal with them anymore. Now, is it poor sportsmanship? Sure, you can talk about all those things. But it felt really intense what Butler did. There's pictures, there's memes. Of course, everybody's celebrating it. He's so cold. Brr, he's cold. Okay. Well, the series wasn't over. And now Al Horford has found his stroke a little bit. And you lost two in a row. And now a guy you had that you were really relying on is hurt. And the guy that was Kobe Bryant alongside you is playing not like Kobe Bryant anymore. Oops. And, you know, you're fine. Now you've got the not just the pressure to win at home in Game 6 and close it out, which any team in a closeout Game 6 situation at home would have. You were up 3-0. Okay, and this isn't a conversation that's going to mean anything. I understand that. But if the Heat lose this game, they've made history regardless. And in my mind, Jimmy Butler's legacy, this playoff crap that people throw out there, takes a hit. Now, it won't matter as much, obviously, if the Heat come up here and win Game 7. He'll get away with it, and that'll be fine. He'll earn it. But, you know, Jimmy Butler can't find a way to lose three straight after being up 3-0 and faces, you know, force his team into a Game 7 situation on the road after being up 3-0. Can't do that if you're playoff Jimmy. All the nicknames, all those different things, bye-bye. David in the car is with us. Hey, David.
Hey, thank you for taking the call. So to me, the turning point is, like you mentioned, they got to go through all of this, which I think they will. I do have a very strong feeling that. But to me, what they need to do was, if they did last game, is play as a team. We don't want Tatum to have 50 points. We don't want Tatum even to have 40-something points. What we want is all the key players to have 20-something points like they did last time. That is key. You pass the ball. You set up the guys. You share the court. You don't just take shots yourself. Okay, you get some RBI. I mean, the whole thing is being having assists. You know, you assist the ball. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You score 23, 24 points. If Marcus can do that, Jaden, Tatum, all those guys, White, if they all, you know, Al Horford, if he can do, you know, between 18 to 20-something points, that is key to put Miami away and go on to the finals, in my opinion.
Thanks for the call, David. Look, yes, playing as a team, critical. But I think it goes back to the way we started the show. Can they do it defensively? That's the most important thing. Because they can get away, David, with playing as a team, or maybe if Tatum does have a big game, let's say Tatum has a big game and the other guys aren't quite as good. If they're playing together as a team defensively with the requisite effort, they can win differently in a lot of different ways offensively. Tatum can have a big game. One other guy can step up and they can find a way to win. Tatum doesn't have quite as big of a game, but all the other guys are getting theirs because they're moving the ball great. They can find a way to win. Tatum has a decent game. Brown has a big game. They'll find a way to win if they're playing together defensively and getting stops and creating turnovers and not turning the ball over offensively. Marcus Smart. I would love Marcus Smart to be the best version of himself. You know, pass the ball. Marcus Smart is a great passer. Marcus Smart is an underrated finisher at the basket. Marcus Smart does not need to be dribbling or taking shots off the dribble from three. If he's wide open, please, have at it. Let the game come to you. You know, that's one of the things I'll look for. I'll look for, are they complaining every time they get a call? That's one of the things I'll look for. Yes, you have to play as a team, obviously, but it's got to start defensively because I'm telling you, if they're getting the stops, that will free them up offensively because they'll know they don't have to score every time down. They don't have to be tight every single time down the court because they'll get a stop and they'll have a chance to score again. It's got to start defensively with that mindset and with that energy. And it will go from there, because then you get easy transition buckets. Guys can get going. They see the ball go through the hoop. Your best players get into a rhythm, and you're off and running. It's got to start defensively, and it's got to start from the jump. If they do that, I think it's going to be very interesting, and I'm not sold. I'm not sold that the Heat aren't rattled to the point where they could surprise us tonight. Everyone's expecting their best, and granted, Miami has earned that. I'm not sold, though, that they might be rattled to a point where they don't play quite as poised as we think they're going to play. Or maybe Jimmy Butler doesn't have quite as good of a game as a lot of people are expecting. You know, I could see that happening. I could absolutely see that happening, where actually a lot of the other guys on the Heat play well, and Butler lets them down. Everything is on the table in this game. And we'll see. But I think it's going to come back to another thing that we started the show with. The thing that has really bugged the Celtics this year and has been a point of emphasis for me for months. Can you win the close game late? That's what they have to be mentally prepared to do, and we'll see if it happens. I'm Mark Dondero with you here on WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.